And good evening, everyone. So we continue tonight in Simen Vav, in the halachos of brachos in the Kitzer. So the Kitzer writes the following: Chayiv Adam Levarich Bechol Yom Mea Brachos Lefachos. Person ideally should try to go ahead and make at least 100 brachos a day. Where does this come from? So the Kitzer writes, V'David HaMelech Tikin Zos. So the Kitzer attributes this practice to David HaMelech. Remez Ladaris, David HaMelech went ahead and really based this particular practice on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Unugum HaGever Hukam Ol. Literally again, Nu'um HaGever, for the individual, Hukam Ol, who has lifted up the yoke. Of course, again, in this reference, the yoke is the yoke of Torah. So the Kitzer writes, Ol Begematria Kuf. So Ol, which represents the yoke, I don't want to use the word burden, but the yoke, the responsibility of Torah, has the numerical value of 100. Therefore, the Kitzer says, David HaMelech went ahead and instituted the recitation of 100 brachos. V'samach min HaTorah. But interestingly enough, David HaMelech went ahead and base this practice on a pasuk as well. The pasuk says, "Va'ato Yisrael, Mahashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach, Ki Im Liyira Es Hashem." So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, and now Jewish people, now Yisrael, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask of you? Except to go ahead and to fear, to revere our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So writes the Kitzer, "Al Tikri Ma Ela Meya." So the Gemara makes a drasha that says, not Mahashem Elokecha, but rather what? Meya Hashem Elokecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam requests of us, each of us, each and every day, to go out and make 100 brachos. Hein mea brachos, shein liyira es Hashem, li'ava uso, ulezachro tamid ayidei habrachos shemevarchim. What's the goal of these 100 brachos, says the Kitzer? The goal of them is ultimately, again, every single time we make a bracha, and we recognize the sanctity of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we just say the phrase, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are the source of all blessing in this world, Elokeinu, our God, but not just our God, Melech HaOlam, every single time we make a bracha, we intensify our reverence, we intensify our respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by mentioning His name corresponding to every single bracha. Interestingly enough, in the footnotes, in the Piskei Tshuvos, others write that this practice actually traces its origins all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that this predates David HaMelech. David HaMelech was just the one to juxtapose this practice upon different psukim, some in Tanakh, and ultimately, again, one in Chumash. Now, interesting, although this sounds like a lot of brachos, the truth is it's not that many if one thinks about it, because remember, just from davening three times a day by itself, you already have 39, right? Just by davening Shmona Esrei, just by davening Shmona Esrei three times, no, sorry, 54, thank you. You already have over half of those necessary brachos. So we'll see again, the Kitzer has a whole calculation that if one's davening three times a day, one eats at least two seudos each day, plus assorted different brachos that one is making throughout the day. Right, it's really 57. Right, the idea is you have more than half already from just davening itself. So the truth is, it's actually not a brachos, and it's very easy to hit that number. The one time where the number becomes a little bit more complicated, first of all, the Kitzer says something very beautiful. He says, the kuf brachos shanu mevarchim b'chol yom, the 100 brachos that we recite every single day, maginos aleinu linatzal mehen. They afford to us, or they give to us shmira, a certain level of protection. He says, ubishabis v'yantiv, dechin betanis shechaserim min mea brachos, mashlimin b'mashem echabnin l'birchos ashliach tzir b'chazar zatfilas. Here's the problem. Shabbos and Yom Tov are problematic from this perspective. Why? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you only have a Shmona Esrei that is comprised of how many brachos? Seven, right? You have the first three, the middle three, and then one central bracha. So as such, again, you're missing a good number of brachos. So the Mishnah Berura actually comments, he says it's very simple. What's his Eitzah? Eat more. Eat more, which again is an easy one for us to follow. We're Jewish, right? Eat more, make a lot of additional brachos on it. And the Kitzer gives a simpler Eitzah. The Kitzer says that if one has kavana to the brachos of the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, when the Chazan does Chazara Sashatz each time, and I have kavana, I answer Amen, those brachos can count to my sum total. And every single person that gets an aliyah makes a bracha before the aliyah, after the aliyah, all of these brachos, amen. So the Kitzer says it's not a problem if you have in mind, ultimately, again, to answer amen bekavana to all of the brachos of the Shliach Tzibur, all of the brachos of those who get aliyos, plus additional brachos sanenin, one is able to reach their quota of 100 brachos, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Ratzchesh Baruch Lizakos, says, Yisrael Ficha, Chabon Tamitzur Shemar, Adenech Veitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.